Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. The new women's prison facility marked a deepening human rights crisis in the Northern Territory. Government's law and order obsession fuel mass incarceration of Aboriginal women. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Abitha Lean, organising member of the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls. And we have Tabitha on the line. Good morning, Tabitha. How are you? You there? Hello, Tabitha? Tabitha? Nope, not there. We will get in touch with Tabitha and open up that conversation, a very important conversation, and we're talking the Northern Territory Government's decision to open up its first so-called dedicated women's prison facility next week is not a milestone to celebrate. It is an indictment of the government addicted to punishment and the mass incarceration of Aboriginal people. So we need to talk about that space, so very important to do so. But we'll try and get in touch with Tabitha Lean and have that yarn, and we'll try again the moment she calls through. Your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. All right, stay tuned, you mob, and we'll yarn up soon here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Photographs and memories like spies, and salt betrays my eyes again. I started losing sleep and gaining weight, and wishing I was 10 again, so I could be your friend again. These days we go to waste like wine, it's turned to turpentine.
Yeah, lovely track there, Turpentine, and that's Brandy Carl here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. Okay, and as I mentioned, we're going to talk and have a catch-up and have a yarn with Tabitha Lean, organising member of the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls, as we have a new women's prison facility marks a deepening human rights crisis in the Northern Territory, and government's law and order obsession fuel mass incarceration of Aboriginal women. So the Northern Territory government's decision to open its first so-called dedicated women's prison facility next week is not a milestone to celebrate. It's an indictment of the government addicted to punishment and the mass incarceration of Aboriginal people. And we have Tabitha on the line. Tabitha, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm based on Kaurna Country in Adelaide.
Okay. Thank you very much. So new women's prison facility marks a deepening human rights crisis in the Northern Territory. So the answer not to put, well, we're talking about incarceration. We're talking about First Nation people leads the way in regarding numbers, and numbers are high. So the idea of not building more prison cells is not the answer.
Well, absolutely. Like the announcement that the Northern Territory government has built a dedicated women's facility is being celebrated by the Northern Territory government as some kind of milestone. But the National Network is saying it's actually an indictment of a government who's addicted to punishment and the mass incarceration of Aboriginal people. They only need this dedicated facility because they've escalated criminalisation and built a direct incarceration pipeline for Aboriginal women into the system.
All right, so where we are with it, I mean, it's going ahead. They've built it and they're about to open it. And has the horse already bolted, Tabitha, in that sense?
Oh, absolutely. They've already built it. They're moving women to it. But the reality is we have to actually start questioning why we're spending an enormous amount of money on incarceration and expanding prison beds. Mm. Because what we know is as soon as we expand prison beds and build more, the government will just fill them. And we've got to start asking questions about why are we accepting that we're going to build more prison beds, and it's easier to get a bed in a prison than it is in a homeless shelter or a domestic violence shelter.
And, of course, to imprison a person, we're talking about like $150,000 a year, taxpayers' money, to look after that prisoner. I mean, that $150,000 could be going towards helping an individual in regard to their foundation. It could be a cheaper process, you would think.
Oh, absolutely. And women are only being imprisoned in the Northern Territory because government has failed at funding adequately housing, healthcare, poverty. Mm. And women in the Northern Territory are in prison because of homelessness, poverty, coercive control, trauma and criminalised survival. So prisons are being used as the back end of a welfare and housing collapse. So if we actually put the money that we are spending on prisons, policing, especially in the Northern Territory with the way they're arming their housing officers and fast officers, if we actually put that money that we spend on these carceral solutions back into our communities, can you imagine how our communities would be flourishing?
Well, we're talking about investing it somewhere else instead of behind bars, you know what I mean? So we're on the same page there, Tabitha, of course.
Totally.
And your organisation, I mean, your network, tell us about that, please. You're the member of the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls. How long has this been operating for? Who's involved? Can anyone join? Tell us this vehicle you're driving. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. Yeah. So the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls was started by Debbie Kilroy, who is also the CEO of Sisters Inside.
Yes.
We're a national network of women who have been in prison before, so everyone involved in our organisation has been formerly incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
So we represent women who are in prison and women who have returned home from prison, and we fight to end the criminalisation of women and girls in this country. So we work right across the country and we go into prisons around the country speaking to women in prison about the issues that they're facing inside prison and on release from prison. So our interests are not about building safer or better prisons. Our work is about stopping people getting into prison altogether and stopping the expansion of prisons. But absolutely, any criminalised or formerly incarcerated woman or girl or non-binary or transgender woman can join our organisation.
Good, fantastic. You have a web page as such or a Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Yep,
thenationalnetwork.com.au, and we're on all social media as well.
All right, beautiful. Tabitha, thank you for your yarn. All the best to the sisters there, and look, we'll yarn soon, and please keep in touch. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Tabitha Lean, her name is, organising member of the National Network of Incarcerated and Formerly Incarcerated Women and Girls. And we're talking about the Northern Territory Government's decision to open its first so-called dedicated women's prison facility next week. And it's not a milestone to celebrate, which the NT government is doing that. It is an indictment of the government addicted to punishment and the mass incarceration of Aboriginal people. So here, have you saying yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country, BBM Bumber Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, 1-800-422-416.
This is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Heading down the road doing 75. One step ahead, keep her barely alive. Then I saw her waiting there. She looked at me straight in the eye, but I knew she had something to hide. Then I felt her hand in mine. It's just a one-time love, it's just a one-time thing. You've got to take it and run. It's just a one-time thing, it's just a last chance call. You've got to take it and run, take it and run. We spent that night in a quiet hotel, off the highway leading down to hell. One night, just one night. Two souls and a saving grace, worlds collide at a frightening pace. Two souls, no regrets. It's just a one-time love, it's just a one-time thing. You gotta take it and run. It's just a one-time thing, it's just a last chance call. You gotta take it and run. Take it and run. Son, mama's little boy, what have you done? And then I saw her sleeping there. I looked at her and started to say, could this be more than a one-act play? And then she said to me, it's just a one-time love, it's just a one-time thing. You gotta take it and run. It's just a one-time thing, it's just a last chance call. You gotta take it and run. It's just a one-time love, it's just a one-time thing. You gotta take it and run. It's just a one-time thing, it's just a last chance call.
Drummer boy, no tall Christmas tree by our campfire that I can see. Who were the three kings? Where's Bethlehem? I live near Alice Springs since I remember when. 'Cause in the dream time it's Christmas all year round. Peace on earth and love abound. There's no reindeer here, only silent night. For 60,000 years before Jesus Christ, we have peace on earth, goodwill to all. dream time that I recall. 'Cause in the dream time, it's Christmas all year round. Peace on earth and love abound. In the dream time. Don't need drummer boys, we don't need Christmas trees. We have our dream time history. Dream time.
Dream time.
Dream time.
Dream
time.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Baba Waiyar Ninu Mai Ki Mari. Baba Waiyar Ninu Mai Ki Angela. Till break of dawn.
Yeah, beautiful track there, Baba Waya and Jesse Lloyd, featuring Rita Katapa. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Nyan Up Strong. Back in our second week in the new year, 2026. We started last week, and look, a big shout out to everybody out there. Hope you had a festive season. And in the celebration was great in catching up with family and what have you. But here we are, 2026, and we are Tuesday, 20 January 2026. And look, next Monday is 26, as we know, Australia Day, Survival Day. And the 25th on the Sunday is last day of survival. That's how we look at it. That's our conversation. So, yeah, maybe you want to yarn about that. Up and coming Survival Day. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And like I said, the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country. A big shout out to all of First Nation radio stations, a voice for our people, and keeps our yarn, keep our music, keep our story strong, and using it as a vehicle for the 21st century in regard to our story. We are storytellers. So you can tell your story about maybe your thoughts process regarding Survival Day, or what your focus is for 2026. Or beyond 2030. You've got a plan of attack in the next 2 to 5 years. All is here for your yarn on National Talk Black. And that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. Yo, man, do you really want to jam all night, man?
Yeah.
Jam all night,
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 jam all night.
Do you really want to jam with me?
Yeah, daily track there, just jam all night. Zenith, all the way from Corinda, Japaco Mob, thank you very much. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say and yarn up strong. All right, the 1936 maritime strike, 90 years on from this historic worker strike. The Torres Strait Islanders are celebrating its impact. In the 1930s, pearlers were subjected to racist and controlling measures by government officials until their collective action won them freedom. That's what we're talking about. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Ballard. Ned David is the chair of the Gurrabarrahurra COD, Torres Strait Island, known as GBK, Sea and Land Council, which is staging the celebration. And on that, we have Bala Ned. Ned, good morning. How are you?
Hey, morning, Trev. Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much. Great to be talking with you. Before we start, Bala, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah, Ned David from GBK, Gurrabarrahurra COD, Torres Strait Sea and Land Council.
And a high school friend of mine, Cairns High, you still owe me tuck shop money. My bala, good to be yarning with you.
Hey, Trev, you tell that story all the time. It gets better.
That's right, brother. And look, good to be yarning with you. Thank you for coming. Look, what led to the strike back in 1936, my bala, in regard to the maritime strike?
Oh, this is the celebration last week. Yeah, no, that was, you know, the harsh conditions and quite a few things built up over a few years, but generally that's what it was. You know, J.D. McLean, his protector.
Yes.
Working for the Queensland state government back then, made some rules, some laws that only applied to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the region at the time.
Yes.
That included, you know, curfews, included them how much money they can access from their from their work, etc. So a range of different things that boiled up over time.
Exactly. And look, people of the land, people of the sea, we were very, very deadly in the way we operated and the way we survived living, you know, on the sea. So it was a big industry as such, and Australian government virtually used our people in that sense and treated them as second-class citizens, didn't they? And enough was enough.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, fantastic. Tell us about the celebration and what went about. What did you guys do?
Oh, look. This the thing is, we've sort of known about this event, but it's not as widely known as the councillors' meeting that happened the following year in 1937.
Yes.
So, as I said, many of us said on the day that it's taken us 89 years to, you know, celebrate this event with you know, with something, you know, in a, you know, a big occasion that we feel this event actually deserve.
Yeah, exactly.
And, and we thought we'd host the first one here on TI.
Good, yep.
As part of an awareness campaign, that's one big part of it is educating, you know, everyone, including our own people.
Yes.
There's many of our own people who are not aware of this. And, you know, the magnitude of, you know, what took place back then, because the, you know, the consequences, you know, of, you know, this is the spark that lit so many fires. And
exactly.
We keep talking, you know, 30 plus years before Gurindji, before Wayville, all these other big things that happened.
Yes.
This happened back then, you know, and it literally, you know, around where, when, you know, times are pretty tough for everyone, you know. It's
well,
the Depression
exactly.
era sort of
exactly.
thing.
And Australia's got a history, Ned, you know, good or bad, black or white, but the history is the history, and let it be told. And to how our treatment of our people, as well as on the main island, the big island in Australia, but Torres Strait as well. And the brothers and sisters made a stand back then, 1936. How are we travelling at the moment regarding pearl divers? Is that still running as such? Where are we at in the industry?
Well, the pearl industry itself is, you know, is not as big industry as it was back then.
Sure.
You know, cultured pearls is probably, you know, the main industry in the pearling sector right now. So it's a niche market industry where only a very few people are actually eking a good living out of it.
Yes.
But in terms of, you know, our marine resources, generally we only talk about, you know, tropical rock lobster and collectibles, etc., and line fishing. But there are other things, Trev, which we tend to ignore, you know, about our marine resources, you know. And this is where, for our context, the Torres Strait, you know, we've got to be strong, clear, and loud about, and that's...
Well, exactly.
Our seabeds and everything else, our boundaries, because that's being threatened, you know, as we speak. And if we don't make a stance and talk about it and, you know, I guess bring the sort of attention to, you know, these issues, then we are making it harder for the next generation.
Well, exactly. And then you look at here we are, 2026, 21st century, and we've got the global climate, which is real, and the melting of ice and what have you. So we're talking about our islands and the Torres Strait sinking if we're not too careful. And government, especially the Australian government, needs to act on it, brother. We're talking seawalls and all the above, yes?
That's exactly right. You know, we're talking climate resilience. We're talking about, you know, ensuring that, you know, some of the adaptation plans that are being discussed or negotiated, it must be, you know, appropriate for our context, which is critically important. So when our people get involved in these conversations, they understand, you know, and they get to articulate, you know, what their position is very clearly and, you know, not be, you know, but not be, you know, strung along and end up with something that, you know, isn't long-term and in the best interest of the region, doesn't protect their rights and interests. So those are the sorts of things. You know, it's a multifaceted conversation you've got to have. You know, people have got to understand what it means, what the consequences are, and, you know, how it impacts going forward.
Exactly.
And then there's a range, because it's not climate change. If we would have changed the narrative, it's a climate crisis.
Yes,
and,
there you go.
And you know, we're in catch-up mode in many ways. So
we're still beyond the eight ball, aren't we? We're still lagging behind. Government needs to step up. GBK is the vehicle in regarding the conversations, but we need to be at the table and need to have those strong conversations, but then there also needs to be action behind those conversations. Yes?
That's exactly right, bro. And we, you know, we need to ensure that whatever comes out of certain things, it suits us. You know, we're not going to accept anything, you know, that's half measures or it's just going to tick a box. You know, the whole story about that. You know, we've got to make sure what we're getting, what we deserve, and it's going to protect us.
Sure, exactly. And like we're talking about taxpayers' money, any money spent here is not an expense, it is investment. We're talking about a future, you know, livability, we're talking about standards, we're talking about education, we're talking about employment, all the above, brother. And like I said, 2026, we are here and we're not going nowhere, my brother.
That's exactly right. Well, for our context, our region up here, you know, the greater Australian community don't really understand, we're the first barrier to everything, you know.
Yes.
We're the filter that, you know, keeps, you know, all the exotic pests and diseases out.
Yes.
That, you know, don't affect the agricultural industry down south. Yes. You know, our livestock, etc., all those things, it comes through here. And
thank
you know
you.
We're the first line of defense. We're the only line of defense.
Thank you. That's right, exactly.
So any investment is not just for us. It
for the whole
covers
of Australia.
A greater Australian nation and protects, you know, our economy.
Yep. Nicely said. So powerful. My brother, congratulations with the 1936 Maritime Strike Celebration Acknowledgement. And big shout-out to your mob and GBK and the work that your mob are doing as you chair this fantastic organisation. But good yarning with you, my brother, and all the best for 2026, brother.
Thanks, Trev. Always a pleasure coming on the Bummer Bipra. To you and all your listeners, big esso for the support.
Big esso, big yarn, and we'll talk soon, my brother. Oh.
Cheesy.
Oh. Beautiful yarn there. That's Ned David, GBK chairperson, and we're talking GBK Burrahoro COD, Torres Strait Sea and Land Council, and we're talking about the celebration of the 1936 Maritime Strike, 90 years on from its historic workers' strike. The Torres Strait Islanders celebrating its impact, and the event will include seminars. Well, it did include cultural exhibitions and official appearance of Governor Sam Moystone. What led to the strike, the Torres Strait Islanders skills as divers go back millennium, born of a sacred relationship with the waters of their homeland. And after colonisation, those skills were exploited, and the pearl shell industry with a scarce recompense for the dangerous work. By the 1930s, Torres Strait Islanders labour under the auspices of the inappropriate name Protector, who limited their movements and spending and dictated the crewing of ships. So they made a stand, all the Torres Strait Islanders, and they went on strike. And here we are, 90 years later, and still acknowledging it. Fantastic. Sets a foundation for the future. And stamping out racism, that's what it's all about. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black, and that daily number 1-800-422-416. All he is here, yarning up with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's have a yarn, you mob, too deadly. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Baba, waru kubino, buzika, tangalao kubino, buzika.
Yeah, lovely track there. Black Swan, Signe Ripu here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yanup. It's yours truly, Trevor Toome, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. That's BBM Bunbury Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say in Yanup Strong. Now, Australians urged to march on for veteran and mental health. Canberra, 15 January 2026, Soldier On was launched its annual March On Challenge for 2026, urging Australians to move and with purpose throughout March to support veteran mental health and help save lives. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Paul Singer, Soldier On CEO. We have Paul on the line. A very good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Where are you based, Paul?
Based in Canberra today, and hello to all your listeners.
Yep, beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, a very important space, March on and Soldier on. So what can we do in regarding supporting this fantastic event? And just it's about recognition, acknowledgement of our soldiers.
That's exactly right. So late last week, we were delighted to launch our annual March On campaign.
Yes.
And this is our major fundraiser for the year. And what it essentially seeks to do is it invites people to register through the website marchon.org.au.
Okay.
To either walk or run or roll 96 kilometres throughout the month of March at your own pace,
yes,
in order to raise awareness and funds to support our veterans and their families. And it's a really wonderful way to bring the community together, to create that sense of connection, that sense of purpose. Some people do a couple of kilometres a day. Some people try and do the 96 kilometres in an endurance event over the course of 24 hours.
Yes.
And it's just a wonderful way to bring people together and, importantly, shine a light on the support required for veterans and families to thrive.
Look, it's fantastic. And we're talking about a national thing and at your own pace. When we talk 96 kilometres, why 96 is my question.
It's a great question. So the 96 kilometres reflects the distance of the Kokoda track.
Yes.
So some people take on the 96 kilometre challenge. Other people with a little more ambition and perhaps additional or higher fitness levels take on 192 or even further. And it really, it's all about doing what you can, as I say, raising funds and awareness to support the programs that Soldier On provides to tens of thousands of veterans and family members each year. And it's just a lovely way for people to,
yes,
to be active and support an important cause.
Well, exactly. And when we talk about our veterans, our soldiers, we're talking, look, men and women, black and white, all Australians, protecting the big island of Australia.
Well, that's exactly right. And we know that the Australian Defence Force represents the diversity of Australia. It's one of the great things about our Defence Force. And I think on last count, there was somewhere between sort of 4,000 Indigenous Australians wearing the uniform, which bring tremendous skills and knowledge and tens of thousands of years of experience on this land to the Australian Defence Force.
Yes.
And when we talk about veterans and family members, it's for all of those who have served, and recognising that for some of them,
yes,
when they take that uniform off, it may in fact be their most difficult mission of all.
Yeah,
and
gotcha.
That's where organisations like Soldier On help, just to provide that assistance and the support and help veterans and family members take their next step with confidence.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, life continues on when we're talking about soldiering on. After the Australian Defence Force, we do have life after that, but it's hard to soldier on, hence this this movement, which is fantastic. And now, to mark the opening of the registrations, early position will have also gone in the draw for an Apple Watch Ultra 3 Cellular valued at $1,400. So that's better than poking the eye with a burnt stick, my friend.
That's exactly right. And having launched Thursday of last week and the first few days, delighted to see that we've already got over 1,000 registrations.
Good.
And people signing up and committing to our veterans. And in fact, that's what March On is all about. It's more than a challenge.
Yes.
It's a commitment to our veterans, ensuring that they get the support they need to thrive after service. And
exactly.
We'd love to see as many people as possible register, be part of this fantastic activity that is good on so many levels.
Yes.
But importantly, supports a critical cause throughout the month of March.
Exactly, Paul. So you've got a web page. How do people register and how do they support or donate?
Really easy. So all of the details are at www.marchonchallenge.org.au, or it's also available through the Soldier On website and social platforms. And we really encourage people to either register to participate,
yes,
or indeed for those who might wish to donate.
Hurrah. All right, my friend. Thank you so very much, Paul. All the best to you. All the best for 2026. All the best for the Soldier On March. And thank you for your yarn. And you take care, my friend.
And to you and all your listeners. And very much appreciate the support. So thank you.
Lovely. Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there, and his name is Paul Singer, Soldier On CEO. So we're talking about a new March On t-shirt design earned with a petition raised $96. an update, March on Fitness app, making it easy to track kilometres and sync fundraising progress. New digital milestones and badges unlocked as participants progress through their March on journey. Look, it's a fantastic movement and supporting our soldiers, our veterans, mental health. So there it is, soldier on. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Traveling in a brand new trophy on a beanie trailer full of stories. I met a strange styler, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me my name. We come from a land down under, where dollars smile and beating thunder. Can you hear that thunder? You better take cover. Find bread from a man in the wind. He was 6'4", Nagi Muke. I said, you're speaking my language. He smiled and gave me a penny back, my name. He come from London, where dollars smile and beating thunder. Can you hear that thunder? You better take a look. I said to the man, are you trying to tempt me? 'Cause I come from a land of plenty. You come from a land down under, where dollars smile and beating plunder.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day. Yeah, your big yarning circle, National Talk Black, about to sign up for today's program. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. 1 hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Look, we'll yarn tomorrow, your mob. Thank you very much. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay on board. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. Have a great day. Keep smiling and look after yourselves. Too deadly.
Aburrido.